Just as Edie Swift finishes a two-mile walk on the Pine Island Trail in the Lincoln Woods, two riders on fat-tired bikes race by.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
How you doing?
Okay. Hey.
Ah. Oh, I don't think it would be very nice on a bicycle on the ice.
Maybe not nice on ice, but biking is perfectly legal here. Not a sign of any Yosemite waywardness. Swift says she thought she might encounter more trash, given the shutdown. But so far, hasn't spotted much beside a few tied-off doggy bags discarded at the trailhead.
I never have seen trash barrels, and this is quite customary. In the state forest, they don't leave trash barrels.
Swift sits down to rest on a snowy bench outside the visitor center and tells me she no longer lives in the United States. Many years ago, she moved to Thirroul, Australia, mainly for the swimming.
So there you go in these rock pools where it's about as big as this parking lot, and the ocean is naturally coming in and out, and it's beautiful.
But for 2 weeks every winter, Edie Swift comes to New Hampshire for the walking.
I'm here for 2 weeks. It every year, and I really enjoy it. I got out yesterday, and tomorrow I'm going to walk somewhere else. Right. I really like it.
In fact, she says, the government shutdown has had a positive effect on this year's walking.
I mean, all the Forest Service trails are open all the way around Franconia, and I didn't have to pay. No, it's very, very nice.
A clear plastic tarp is taped over the fee box, preventing the typical $5 usage payment, along with a sign stating the area is not currently maintained, which also means the bathrooms here are closed.
But I prepared for that, knowing it would be like that. Yeah. So, you know, I just went to Dunkin' Donuts, so I was prepared.
The only real downside for her, she says, rubbing her hands together and gazing toward the visitor center.
They don't have the little ranger in the building there with the fireplace like they usually do.
The fire may be out, and Edie Swift's hands may be cold, but here at Lincoln Woods, the gateway to the Pemigewasset Wilderness, civilization remains intact. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.